It's Tuesday, the 19th of August. It's a lovely morning. It's bright, sunny, just some light cloud, light breeze, gentle air, but it's cold. It's cold. I had to pop out to the garage about 10 minutes ago, just for a minute or two, and I skipped out there in my shorts and t-shirt, can't even say t-shirt. I came back in, and I knew I was coming out here. I put a big heavy jumper on. I'm glad I did, it's cold. Guess we're right into up now. Jump straight in into the deep end. No transition from the shallow end. Plunged into the deep water of autumn. Actually, I love autumn. I just didn't expect it to come so rapidly and so suddenly. Unless there's an Indian summer hiding in the wings, waiting to sweep in from the Azores or something. I don't know where it comes from. But it would be nice to just have another wee bit of heat for a week or so, please, if you don't mind. Finish the year off, or the summer off, I should say. I'm supping hot tea, but it's getting mixed with the tang of almond oil at the back of my throat. Because I've been putting almond oil in both ears for a week past now. Having my ears syringed this afternoon. Clear out the wax. Still got maybe a sticky throat. But that's okay. Because compared to the way I was feeling, I'm feeling great. Slept well last night. Didn't have too much trouble getting out of bed this morning, although certainly I was still tired, of course, but no problem. And what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. I kept my mind busy this morning for my shower ablutions, etc. I focused on one thing that was in my dreams, actually, and bemused me completely. So I focused on that, going into the shower, and thought of that, and all the ins and outs of it. And really, it was just to stop the shower. Oh God, stop the shower from getting at me this morning, possibly putting me down. So I focused on this one particular dream, which I can remember so much detail about. It was incredible. And even as I'm standing in this mirror, I can this morning, I can remember virtually everything that happened in that particular dream, which I can't tell you about. It's not a bad dream, or just okay. But I focused on that to keep myself from being switched, you know. Close the shower door, boom, you're depressed, you're getting down, you're going to have mood swings. You're And it's stupid what we have to do. Of course, fighting the mind, fighting our thoughts. Goodness grief, do we really ever, honestly? Yeah. Do we ever win that? To back all that argument, a debate with our own minds? There's a spirea in the garden that's just coming into flower, and it has beautiful pinky red flowers on it. Tiny flowers, but in little mop heads. Can't remember its name now. But that normally doesn't flower until the autumn, so obviously the spirea believes with the temperatures, etc., and the changing of the sun, that it's definitely autumn. And I can still see the half moon that's changing into the crescent moon. But I can never remember what's the first quarter and what's the last quarter. So at the moment, as I'm looking upwards in the southern skies, upwards, it's obviously being lit by the sun coming that is up from the east. So is that the first quarter? I'm guessing that's the first quarter. Is it lit from when it's lit from the other side? That's the last quarter. Am I right? I don't know. I'm just having a wee debate with myself here. Things seem strangely calm this morning, apart from the loud noise in the sky. It's guess even the birds are switching to autumn mode. I can see a wee chubby robin through that hole in the fence. He's sitting there just on a bottom branch of a fir tree, and he just plumped himself up. Ah, I forgot about that clematis that I laced up through the apple tree, and it's now got beautiful big pink flowers hanging down. It scrambled its way up and over. I did that so I'd have some autumn colour on the apple tree, or late summer, anyway. Seems to have worked. And that wee Rocky's come in the garden now. Ah, he's went in the peanut feeder. I think he's too fat to get through. You're too fat. That's a good sign if he's too fat. It means he's ready for the winter. Ah, dear. Gossamer threads being lit by the sun in the trees. I wonder how many spiders are in the garden. Probably thousands. Rocky's going to attempt to get through the gaps in the peanut feeder again. He's looking beautiful, actually. Yes, you are. Oh, that was him just flying through the tree or to the roof. A peaceful morning. It seems peaceful to me, even given the odd noise from the road. But all hell will break loose today because the schools are back. Prepare for the onslaught and the gridlocked roads.